from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
What if I told you George is going to throw the ball deep? Well, that's what Mike Bobo's saying. As a matter of fact, our buddy Connor Riley with Dog Nation says that offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach Mike Bobo has been saying that, listen, Carson Beck's accuracy and his arm talent are the pluses. So we've got to utilize that. So, Mike, I know, you know, people have said, listen, Georgia has a deep wide receiving core. Ra-Ra Thomas is obviously no longer on the team. But Dylan Bell, I believe that's the kid's name, yep, is going to step right in. And maybe he is ultimately better at the end of the day. But the key is going to be throwing the deep ball. And Mike Bobo is saying, look, we're going to let that thing fly. I like this. Listen, I think this is what gets your quarterback, Mike, noticed around the country. You can dink and, you know, all day long, dink and dunk all day. When you start throwing the deep ball, you're making those big explosive plays. That's the stuff that makes the highlights and go, wow, Carson Beck, look at the day he had.
Right. Dominic Lovett and Arian Smith, who Georgia fans are familiar with. But if you're in Texas or you're in Alabama and you flip the field with one of those big throws, it takes the crowd out of it. You know, but you've also got to run the ball effectively because, you know, man, you've got to be able to run because going up against these physical defenses and this monster schedule that Georgia's got, you've got to give Carson Beck the pocket. We know the size and we know the guys that Kirby's been saying, look, we lost guys to the NFL, but the next men up seem to be doing a hell of a job. There are some injuries to be concerned about on the defensive side, but man, if they can run the ball effectively, you know, and you and I, we talked about it earlier, they've got some great running backs, you know, Branson Robinson looks like a truck, Trevor Etienne looks like he's going to be, you know, he can be a 1,000-yard guy, you know, this is where you set up that play action and you set it, Beck lets it fly. That's good. And that's something that fans all. What do all you go to Stanford State? You and me, what are you going to do? Why don't we throw the ball?
That's right.
Well, you're going to see it.
Yeah, no doubt. That is good news. Meanwhile, we were talking earlier about maybe the most important player in college football, and it's one of these quarterbacks. I brought up Jalen Milroe simply because of the development under his new head coach and certainly, you know, coordinator when you talk about what he's done at Washington and everywhere he's been. But I do think, Mike, if he improves, Alabama's going to be dangerous. And we had a great conversation about all these different quarterbacks. Obviously, Beck is in the mix, guys. But you know what? If Beck is throwing the ball deep, you know, again, you're not going to hit 10 plays in every game. But if you're hitting a couple of those every game, Mike, I think it just opens up so many, many different things. And while we're talking about hitting it deep, Glenn Schumann, by the way, the defensive coordinator, is seeing that every day against this Georgia offense and defending it. And they were even talking about the fact that this is going to be a problem. And by the way, they do have speed. A guy just hit me up. He says, does Georgia have a lot of speed? I know Ra-Ra was one of those guys that they were talking about being downfield. Arian Smith is another kid that has speed. And I think Connor Riley's talked to us about him. But that's something we'll ask him next week, Mike, about this speed of the wide receiving group. And again, there's nothing that says they're not going to use those running backs in that way either.
Right. And it is funny because you're talking about Jalen Milroe. You're talking about the deep ball. Kalen DeBoer talking with the media yesterday, talking about how good the deep ball looks. Actually, this is 2 days ago, saying that his practice last week is the best he's seen him throw.
Yeah.
And also talking about, you know, body language, leadership stuff. This is why he didn't get to start last year. Remember, that's why they were monkeying around late in the season, how we got pulled for the USF game. That's the stuff that Saban wanted to see. Apparently, DeBoer is getting that all camp right now from Jalen Milroe because he's getting more mature, getting better at it.
He is, no doubt about it. You guys can hit us up, 404-726-0929. And again, we said this. The most important game for us at this point for Georgia in the season is going to Alabama. Texas game is big. Ole Miss is big. It's going to Alabama and slaying those Dragons because Nick Saban is no longer there. And that is why the Milroe thing is so interesting. You didn't have an answer for him last year. Will you this year? And if he's more, or should I say much more improved than what we saw at the end of the season, Mike, that bodes for a dangerous situation. How you defend him. I said this. 9 yards a pop.
Right.
When he scrambled. 7 yards on runs where, hey, we designed this for him to carry the football. He's getting you literally a first down every time he's putting his, you know, putting it in his arm. So if he's throwing the ball better, that creates a completely different situation.
This is why, you know, so much when we talk about Georgia is who's the big-time stud defender. I know there's guys returning, and there's a lot of guys that, you know, obviously have experience with this defense, just as you mentioned, Glenn Schumann. But who is going to be the guy on this team that can knock Jalen Milroe's ding-dong in the dirt, which didn't happen in the SEC championship, right?
They didn't get after him like they should have.
No, I mean, he was more of, if we're honest, Milroe was more hammer in Georgia defenders with a nail at times in that game. But, you know, seeing Smile London.
Hammer, you're the nail.
Who's going to come up and seriously knock that sucker out? Because he talked some jive after the game, saying that Georgia was shook that he could look across the game. They didn't want any more of this. So, you know, I know that Kirby's never ever going to say we got bulletin board material. No, he takes it on a week by week basis. But you cannot tell me that Georgia will not be looking to punish that dude in Tuscaloosa. Dude.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.